Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Howdy doodly.
I could be a bit flaky today because I have been awake since 3:45 a.m. Ziggy doesn't sleep anymore. And it was going to happen, wasn't it? I mean, I was too cocky. About the sleep.
Deja vu with Gracie. It's the deja to the vu. I get it. I do get it.
I just, you know, I'm a bit upset about it. I'm not going to lie. I've had a really good run. A really good run, you know. And I just, I'm tired. I'm tired.
You know what they say though?
Nothing. You can't
all
die
good
from.
All good things come to an end. What were you going to say?
Oh, Mum always says you can't die from being tired. And I'm like, well, sometimes
I
feel like I
can.
It's a torture. It's torture.
Yeah, it is a form of torture. That's correct.
I had a similar experience on the weekend. Gracie was up all Saturday night like screaming. That's out of character for her. Then we roll into the projectile vomiting. She did not go to sleep until 5 a.m. and woke up at 8 a.m. And then Albie was meant to be at a party the next day. And I was like, I can't take him. Imagine if this turns into gastro outbreak.
Now, super spreader.
Super spreader, yeah.
And this poor kid celebrating their birthday.
Not the gift he wanted.
Happy bloody birthday.
But it actually skipped me, Corey and Albie, and just got my brother and sister-in-law.
Oh, you're kidding.
Wow.
They got it.
Yeah, no, they did. So because we spent the weekend with them. So that was both a blessing and a curse, you could say.
Just cruel. They didn't deserve it.
No.
Isn't it so
weird? And neither did I.
How it skips people.
It always skips.
Because
it always skips. The last time my boys had it, I didn't get it. Twice. Yeah. That's happened to me twice now.
But also my niece has got COVID and she is actually an educator in Luna's room.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And Luna has been sick and I did think she might have it, but she just tested negative, so it's playing on.
I'm feeling a bit COVID-y at the moment, if I'm honest.
Don't you reckon, like, it's gone from feeling coldy
to COVID-y?
When really it's much.
But it's also the, like, chesty cough where it kind of, it almost, like, does burn the chest a bit. That, sore throat, bit sniffly. I'm just sitting next to Aaron who edits for us and he's leaning far to the left by accident. Our producer, some could say. Aaron.
He's actually our producer, And if you ever hear us say, Aaron, cut that out, it's just a running joke we've got. We've had him, you know, cut out some serious shit before. Some stuff that might get us cancer. Just joking.
Steph's cut in a that really out, funny mood today.
But yeah, the COVID. Actually, speaking of, I was watching the news and they were saying this is the worst ever season for the flu. Like the flu levels are just through the roof.
Really convenient, isn't it?
Yes, but anyway.
After it disappeared.
Well, that's where my story was going. So then they showed the stats from the last 4 years and it was like however many cases in the year of COVID. There was two flu cases recorded in South Australia. Like you can't tell me.
Two flu cases.
I actually get really, really wound up about it.
And absolute.
I don't want to say things that I'll regret.
But also Corey got the flu. When was that? The year after COVID, remember? The proper flu. And I was like, he's like needs to go to the hospital. Like he was wrapped in blankets, jumpers, shivering, but had sweat literally pouring down his face. Like I've gone to the chemist and been like, at what point, you know?
And Luna ended up in hospital that year too with influenza A. But you can't tell me it just is completely wiped itself off. Now, it is Valentine's Day tomorrow. And Nate is being really gorgeous. Wants to, like, because tomorrow is payday for staff and takes me a few hours. I was like, well, we won't do anything on actual Valentine's Day. On Friday, I'm using my 30th voucher at Temple Day Spa. Have you guys heard
Stunning,
of that?
Stunning.
Yes, I love Temple.
I've never been.
Oh, it's next level. Well, I don't want to.
No, tell me.
Well, no, I just had one time I had gone there for a pregnancy massage and my family had called them and been like, my like our sisters, actually my brother went in there, my sister's pregnant, we want to get a pregnancy massage for her but like make it couple-y, can you like put it in the notes, blah, blah. I went in there, filled out the form, like ticking I'm pregnant, and then we're like doing all the things and I think we had like 20 minutes left and she started doing something and I'm like, do you want me to lay on my back because I'm pregnant? And she's like, oh gosh, oh, yep, I'll just be back in a minute. Then like to the other girl that was massaging quick.
Stop.
She didn't know you were pregnant.
They'd been giving me unsafe pregnancy massage. I wasn't meant to have been in the hot spa that they let me go in.
Oh my God.
And then I went into like a full-blown anxiety attack and my legs got restless legs and she's like, I'm just going to massage your head for the last 20 minutes because I'm not too sure what
I don't feel confident do from in here. Any technique.
So then for the last 20 minutes of this like $600, $500 couples, she's just like tickling my head.
I can't. And I'm
like, almost stop. I've got restless legs. I have anxiety. I've just like, mm-hmm. And it was like one of our first nights away from Albie. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was just like,
shit,
and I'll never get over it
mm-hmm.
because I used to buy everyone pregnancy massages from there. It was like my thing.
Yeah.
And clearly I'm still healing.
Yeah.
Well, you just didn't deserve I'm it. A lot less excited for that now.
Oh, yeah.
Who got it for you? Just my school friends for my 30th. They just put in, which was God, gorgeous. Sorry, girls. So we're doing that. But, yeah, tomorrow. And Nate's like, well, I'll just book us in for lunch. And then he's like, we can sit down and do our vision boards.
Like, it's a bit late.
I know, it's that's like what March, I've already made. God's so mind. I've already made mine, but I just don't want to break it to him. You know, it's never too late to start again, and he's ready. He's moved forward. So that's what we're doing. What about you, Elisberta? You're going away.
Not tomorrow, day after. So actually, to be honest, haven't even had a chance to think about tomorrow.
But has Corey?
Probably not.
Correct.
Like, maybe like we both love good sliced pizza.
Oh
maybe
my
we'll
God.
Do like pizza.
I was like, so tempted to get that last night.
It's just the best. But like honestly. Best.
No, I just, yeah. Valentine's Day, Smallentine's Day.
Yeah, it doesn't really float my boat or like.
I just love an excuse to do something. Yeah. Like it doesn't matter what it
so
is.
So I'm such a homebody like and I sound like a loser but just
no,
be at
you
home
don't.
And with
that's
my
nice.
Kids.
Yeah. But yeah. Also. All the quotes on Instagram, show your partner you love them every day, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck's sake.
Here to the fucking ear.
But you can't really
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I have a date.
Yay!
Yeah. Now, I have said recently I'm becoming more private about my life in this sense because I've learnt my lesson, you know? There's just been a few things that haven't gone my way and at this point in my life, it
you
needs
don't
to
need
somewhat.
Any more
no, but I will say.
Any more questions?
But in this tell all reveal episode, I will let you know.
She's going on a date. Just going on a bit of a picnic, which will be nice.
Gosh, we're a bit,
well yeah.
About off the air.
Yeah.
And what's being packed in the basket, dear?
Well, we don't actually have a basket. We were actually laughing. We'll probably all just put it in a Coles bag or something. But
picnic rug?
Picnic rug, yes. Yes. Yeah. Bottle of wine.
Can
yes,
I come?
Sobriety's over. Yes. Yeah, come.
I feel like it'd be fitting if I did.
Yeah. So that'll be cute and a bit of a platter. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Just
what kind of platter? What's going to go on there? Just a bit of look, I'm not organising it.
Okay.
But I'm thinking we did have a bit of a chat, just a bit of cheese, a bit of salami. I love salami.
A bit of chocolate-coated
strawberries. Are you so happy for me? You can't stop smiling.
Yeah. I'm going to burst, really.
I feel like things are going to turn sexy on the picnic.
Oh,
with the chocolate-coated strawberries. Oh.
Especially because it's at that naked beach.
And especially after you showed us that lingerie you're wearing.
Yes, yes,
that you're
yes.
going hiking in. With your sneakers and salt and then the lace.
And then the perfect. Lace, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I will keep you updated how the date
I'm
went.
Just
but
also
that's all I'm going to say.
Because you've so casually dropped this massive, massive bomb.
Well, we kind of dropped it last week.
I know.
Yeah, but do you think anyone noticed?
I don't know if anyone did. And because we've not heard anything. And
no.
I feel like we would have had people in the inbox. And I just feel like if our listeners are anything like me, they're going to be folding the laundry right now, running around doing errands, you know, whatever you're doing when you're listening to podcasts.
Mm.
And now they're going to be standing there mouth open going, who the hell is this guy? When the hell did this all start?
Yes. And look, to be honest, I'm not willing to share.
And you're going to have to sign up to the subscriber only content.
No, at this
maybe
stage.
You could just give some like loose how long have you guys been talking?
Yeah, look, not today. Maybe next episode.
Sorry, guys. I tried for today. I actually tried.
Wow.
Maybe after I explain a bit more about the date, maybe I'll give some.
Sorry, guys. I freaking tried.
Yeah.
If you do want to know more, for a small fee, hit me up on Instagram at Lil Macavani. And I'll tell all.
Yeah.
Mm. When we reach 100,000 Instagram followers, we will reveal all. And release the hidden
Leave
camera
us
footage.
5-star review. Send us a print screen, and we'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you gain access. The vault.
Last year, I actually do remember where we did like the what you got for Valentine's Day versus what you wanted. That was fucking hilarious, actually.
Can't believe that was a year ago.
I know.
Love this. Actually, it twines into your story about gastro, Lil. 10 years, 3 kids, beautiful life. Turns out this Valentine's Day came early as I got a dryer today after 48 hours of family gastro. That is...
Wow. I actually... remember the exact moment I got a dryer and how it transformed my life and I could cry for the pure happiness and joy you're about to experience.
Oh my God.
Congratulations. Physical reaction right now.
You don't know, sis, what's about to hit.
And neither is your electricity bill.
No,
I'm
not
sorry.
On the new ones. I'm sorry. Yours is from like 1990.
Really?
These new ones are like
we use
air
the pump
dryer.
Pump dryer.
Oh. Mine only air pumps. And my electricity, like it doesn't even.
You're kidding
doesn't
me.
Doesn't even touch the bill.
Mm-hmm. So I've got to get an air pump dryer. Right.
Mine's the Bosch one and I just kiss it.
Samsung. I'd make out with it.
Like gorgeous. Because that's why I hardly ever use mine, because my electricity bill was through the roof in winter and I was like, I felt physically sick from my bill.
Mm. The electricity, like I was looking at actually my bills only yesterday and my
and I'll tell you why in a minute.
My electricity bill was fine in winter, but my gas, because I have gas heating, was fucking through the roof. I just need to circle back to that quickly. My electricity cut out yesterday and... everyone else's was on, like there was no outages in the street. And Corey's like, the electricity, like, have you paid the bill? The electricity wouldn't have cut it off. And I was like, sweating, like, I don't even want to check, like, life admin, I don't want to know about.
Relatable.
So then we ended up, like, having to go cook dinner at mum's, whatever.
At the park,
mum's house in the aircon, because it was also 37 in Adelaide yesterday. We went to mum's and we came home and, thank Christ it'd come back on, but we'd already like called the SA power network to get it back on. Then I had to cancel them coming out. We get this at 12 o'clock in the morning. Like I can't even like
bang, bang,
last
bang.
Night. Yes, on the front door. On the front door, like banging down the door. And Corey's like, who would that be? I'm like, for God's sake, our cars have been stolen. It must be SAPO. And then like they keep banging. And then Corey's standing at the door and it's just the door is shut and Corey's going, who the fuck is that? And the guy's like, it's me from SA Power Networks.
Oh, no worries.
I just like, can you imagine how terrified you would be?
What
like
do
seeing
you
a
mean?
Man. He's like, g'day, mate. Just respond. Corey's like delusional.
Out of it.
And then like he came back to bed and we were both like in and out of sleep. And I was like, can we just relay how fucking funny that was when you were like, who the fuck is that? And he's like, it's me from SA Power Network.
Oh
That's
my
the
God.
Thing you remember on your deathbed. Like that is a cool memory.
And the kids were like, because they were in bed with us last night, were under the covers like, we're scared. I was like, we're all fucking scared. Like,
oh my
we're
God.
Done.
We're done for.
There's a lot of crime in SA at the moment, so I was extremely worried.
I'll just circle back completely off topic, and I was going to tell you that we connected our solar yesterday. I thought you'd be really excited.
Holy, you have solar on the house.
Yeah. On but the roof, yeah.
What's going to happen when you're renting?
Well, it was already here. We just hadn't connected it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Holy shit. So you've just been paying for electricity for it. That's very unkind to the planet. But anyway,
I've done my best now. And moving forward about the crime, yesterday I went on a long walk along the beach and I was like, I'm going to take my time today. I'm going to put on a podcast. And I was like, what do I feel like? Didn't really know what mood I was in. put on Case Files, which is my true crime one that I'm so, so committed to. Horrific, horrific story.
I love them.
And I was walking along and I was just like, if people knew what I was listening to right now, they would probably have me committed, like by choice on a lovely, beautiful day's walk. Anyway, long story short, it was about this poor, poor dear girl who was only six. Anyway, she got murdered. This was in the 80s. Got murdered in the middle of the night. I'm not going to go into the full story. But they thought it was the mum. They blamed the mum because she was a single mother.
Now, was this the dingo? This isn't the dingo ate my baby.
No.
Stop! Because that also.
Yeah, this tragic. Was 2 months after that.
Holy shit. The Lindy Chamberlain case.
They were all in the blaming the mother era. And they were like, she's a single mum. She reached out to the single parent hotline to say she was struggling. So that's to
nice,
she's
like given. Cry.
She's guilty. They blamed her. Then this guy, she let it out a room to this guy called
Barry.
Malcolm, someone. And that was like 9 months earlier, but he'd become obsessed with the kid and he'd moved out. He's actually the one that did it. And the cops at the time were such inadequate pricks. They said to him, oh, where were you on the night of whatever it was? And he's like, oh, I was working at Greater Union Cinemas as a projector guy. They never checked the records.
Oh, my God, and it was him.
His shift finished at 4 p.m. 20 years later. They've cracked the case.
So the mum went to jail.
Something so simple.
Did the mum go to jail?
No, she didn't go to jail because they didn't have proof it was her. But this guy was on the loose and he killed two other people.
Now, is he alive now?
He's in jail.
Good. So they've caught him.
But it took them 20 years to actually check that he worked that shift at the
cinema. What I also want to know is who is...
Pardon?
Yeah, and who's the person that goes... Oh, let's circle back to this case because how many fucking cases would there
just
be like that?
Cases, yeah.
So who's the one that gets to pick and choose?
Well, how it came out was it was the girl's father was diagnosed with cancer and he said, I can't die until this case is cracked. You need to reopen it.
So he forced them to.
And then a girl that was working for the police force at the time, she was friends with this girl when she was little. And remembered that there was this guy that used to stay at the house that the little girl Bonnie thought was creepy. And she went to the police and said,
Fuck this guy.
And they were like, oh, we've never investigated that before. And that's how it all...
But imagine if that worker didn't work there. They never would have...
Yeah, exactly. And they never checked his alibi. They never actually checked it. And they just blamed the mum. Like...
And this would happen all the time.
I know. And this is why I trust no one, as in any authority.
Circling back to that, which is this is just fucking horrific, the lady that's missing at the moment, Nikki, psychic Nikki Louise, actually I was just, were you watching her stories, anyone yesterday?
She's actually connected
with her has come forward with all these exact names. Nikki's had to call Crime Stoppers and been like, this is what I'm being told. She's looking up maps, getting given exact
She's spots. Cracked a lot of crimes.
And she's famous for cracking crime.
That's amazing.
My sister's just reading that out to me, like, oh my God, Nikki's just, and we're like, what the fuck? And she's like, got names and
is
everything.
Is she putting
adds
them
up.
On Instagram?
After, not the names. That's tagging them. I said, Ree, give me the names, give me the locations. I want to help.
You.
The crack the crime.
Ree said
you
that, or
to.
You? Me. Of course you did. Did you?
Not to Nikki, to Ree. I said, that's what I want to say. Like,
I know.
Get me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be on the front
foot. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, stunning.
Circling back to the Valentine's Day horror stories.
So this couple.
That was literally like 15 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This couple, first Valentine's Day, posted a picture on Facebook. A big pink vibrator was in the picture. And both their mums commented on the photo. Imagine.
Saying what?
I don't know. We don't know.
Well, I just circling back.
Imagine that though.
Someone I know.
I could not handle.
Updated their Facebook photo and it was like a group of like six boys all standing together and in front of them was six lines of Coke and a bag of Coke and a note and he made it his profile picture. And everyone was like, hey mate, just letting you know that you might want to have a look.
Look at the photo.
You're
closer.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And oh,
like,
my God.
It had like, he'd only had it up for like 4 hours and it had like 100 likes. Like, you know.
Oh, so, my God.
Bad day to be him.
It is.
Am I right? Speaking of vibrators, the other day we were just at my house doing some content and Lou was like, why can I find your vibrator but not your, what were you looking for?
A pair of something.
Something. And it made, like
a makeup bag or
it
something.
It made me think it's actually not okay. Like it's on display next to all my perfume. And we've got this like loop. Remember back when we were like.
The loop of the pregnancy. The loop. The traveling loop of the sisterhood.
Me and Lou used to love this lube. And anyway, I tried.
Are you talking about the fertile one?
Yeah.
Like, not just a regular lube.
We tried. No.
I'm not a sexual.
Another one came like with my vibrator. And long story short, it was in a certain place. And then the cleaner came the other day and she's moved the lube to a different place. And I'm like, you poor, poor girl.
But she had to touch that. Reading it.
Yes, of course she would. I would.
I would. You I'm would. A nosy bitch. I'd yeah. probably be. Like, and you I just feel
be.
Terrible.
You'd be stealing it.
If I know you and I do.
Stealing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah.
she?
Anyway. All right. Circling back. Can we please talk about how we take our first pregnancy for granted, currently 28 weeks pregnant with a 2.5-year-old and what the fuck? Yeah, I just get so triggered thinking about that.
Oh, so do I.
My,
so do I.
My good friend is due to give birth any day really now. And I messaged her yesterday and said, how are you going? She said, not good. She's got carpal tunnel, can't sleep, wearing a wristband.
Like why?
And she said, I'm going to have a newborn and like I need sleep now. I know what I'm in
and
for.
And a wrist that works.
Yes. Yes. Like, a working
like,
hand.
Why am I up at night with this wrist guard on watching maths at 3 a.m.
Great
with
show.
My toddler asleep knowing what's to come.
That
it's
gives
cruel.
Me
it's so cruel. Cruel.
Anxiety.
It's so cruel.
Absolutely cruel. So yeah, basically hang in there. We do take it for granted, that first pregnancy.
But
yeah,
also,
you definitely do.
Don't kick yourself if it is your first and you're finding it hard because it fucking is.
Yeah. It's
oh,
hard
yeah.
All the time.
But they're both hard. Yeah, but trying to keep up with a toddler, sorry, next level.
Tips on travelling to Thailand with a 1 and 3-year-old. Am I crazy? Will they drink the pool water, etc.? No.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, but no, you're not crazy.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. You're not crazy. We haven't gone to Thailand with our kids, but we've gone to Bali heaps
Same
of times.
Same shit, different smell.
Yeah. Exactly. And... yeah, they'll probably drink the pool water, but they'll be fine.
They'll just get a bit of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Mm.
None of my kids have ever had Bali belly.
Mine just got the runny poo, but I think it was from the pool
and
water.
And it's good clean out as well.
Oh, I'd kill for that clean out. Like, I have to pay for a colonoscopy or whatever it's called.
Colonoscopy!
So no, pop off.
Actually, speaking of that, would anyone get
Me,
one of those
I've been
bowel
researching
flushes?
It.
I want
I'm
to do
dying
it.
To do it.
I just get I so embarrassed at the thought of
I don't,
coming
I would
out
not
of the tube
care.
In front of
I
the
read,
lady.
I do.
You can do at home ones, but I want to go to the person.
Same.
And get
Should
it done.
Should we all
done.
Book in?
I want a
And
full
vlog it.
You lose like just
10 kilos.
No, just... I think it comes back. They were just saying it's 7 kilos of just shit.
Yes,
like pure shit.
That's how much we hold all the time. So we've got like shit in
so
us
So really,
the
I only weigh 10 kilos.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want one so bad. Me and Kidley were like, let's go get worker ones. You know,
ones.
We don't need like together. Let's go book in together. Oh, yeah. But it's a lot of talk, no action.
Mm.
But it's not like I'm going to be like, Ren, look at my shit tunnel. Like we can be in different rooms.
Yeah.
But I feel like you would be happy to watch mine.
100%.
I'd love to watch it. I'd just get embarrassed people watching mine.
But also
like
the
lady is judging
of
me.
Water being flushed up that. Yeah. Like it'd definitely be
anything to do with the old
anal hole.
Yeah.
Rectum.
Not quite for me.
Gooch.
Uranus.
Yeah. Power to the people that like it up.
And that's gonna be oh no, not
especially
Brent. But that'll be me
Stop!
With Oh, if it's anyone.
It would be you, sweetie. It would be
It's not me. I've never done anal in my life.
Well, why do you have the anal vibrator butt plug in your room?
I don't have a vibrator anal butt plug.
You do.
Are you joking?
You do.
I do fucking not.
Don't lie to the
people. I've got two.
Anyway.
A vacuum one and another one that's just not an anal one. And if it is, I've never ever used it. Fuck me dead. Am I overreacting to my partner smoking weed? Drugs have always been a deal breaker, especially with kids, but he'll be forced to lie to me if I don't accept it. He has a hard worker.
She said she got stuck in the
She
heart.
Has a hard, yeah, because you've got
you
penis on the
nut.
Brain.
Actual shot. The fuck up. Come on. You're a sexual deviant, Renee.
I am not. I'm vanilla baby.
I'm vanilla baby.
That's not what I've heard. I've heard a lot of shit. Anyway, he believes he deserves to do what he wants.
I think there's a few things for me with this, with the weed smoking. Mm-hmm. I think she's already made her mind up that she doesn't like it, obviously.
And he's aware.
And he's aware. That would annoy me and she will start resenting him. So I feel like she's not going to win here. Like she's going to – well, I guess she could win if he stops, but – I feel like, yeah.
But then he'll resent her for making him stop.
Yes, that's right.
But I feel like, does it affect him on a day-to-day basis?
I think he needs to go to counselling.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. He's obviously got an issue. If he's not stopping for the ones that he loves, then there's obviously a deep issue there that he needs to, address. He needs help. And if he doesn't want help, then
that's you can't help him.
Really sad and no. You'll need to wait until he wants it. And whether you want to stick around or not. There's kids involved, that's hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good advice. I'm going on holiday with hubby alone 3 nights with that 2-year-old and 8-month-old. Am I a fucking terrible mum?
There's two there like that.
No. Yeah.
No.
Another one as well here.
Going away as well. No.
No.
You are not, sweetie.
You do not need to feel guilty. In fact, no. I told you guys, I'm going to Bali with Nate in May.
No,
without the kids. You didn't tell us. Wedding.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
For how long? A wedding. Just me 4 nights.
Oh, that's so fine.
Because I was like, if we bring the kids for 4 nights, then I have to bring mum and it's an extra 3 airfares.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. For 4 nights?
Yeah. Like, I just think you're a good mum if you're worried about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So go off and have a good time, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing? I had another good point.
I mean, the guilt, like you do feel guilty.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Everyone would feel guilty.
Everyone feels guilty.
Any good mum would feel guilty.
But you don't have to feel guilty.
No.
What do you reckon, Lil? Because you struggle with that?
Yeah, I can't comment. I've got some serious issues with leaving my kids. I can't even do hotel stays in Adelaide overnight because I miss them so much. So probably not one to comment, sadly. Mm-hmm. I feel I can go away if Corey's home or vice versa, but I don't like the idea of
together
without them. Like Corey got me a hotel stay in Adelaide and I'm like, oh my God, a staycation with the kids. We could do like the zoo. He's like, no, it's for us. And I'm like, no. That's why I don't comment, because that would be a projection of like my deeper issues.
Big time.
Yeah. So go and fly.
Mm. How long are you away for?
2 nights.
2 nights, yeah.
And like I would love, like I was going to go to Perth with a girlfriend for even 4 nights and Corey, like that's okay for me because I'm like they're with Corey and they are so close with him.
Mm.
But even like the small things, like I'm away for one of Albie's kindy days and I'm like, Corey, you're going to be fine packing his lunch. Like, stop, I know stuff how like he that. Likes yeah, his sandwich it. Cut. Mm. Like,
yeah.
I know how he likes everything cut.
Mm. I understand.
Just a random update that I was going to do on stories, but it's just too long of a story for stories, you know? But I have quit my ADHD medication. I just wanted to update everyone because people still write in after that tell all episode. And, yeah, I quit probably when I had my tonsils out about 5 months ago.
Mm. Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, because I just felt like not myself, which is probably because like the medicated me is a better version.
Mm-hmm.
But I still felt like not me, like I'd been who I am for 28 years at the time and I just felt like, yeah, not myself. And then I had heaps of trouble like winding down to go to sleep as well, which was really affecting, like, I feel like my overall health in general. I feel like it made my ADHD worse because I was sleep deprived. I felt like it was just a constant cycle of my ADHD getting worse and then taking medication to try and make the symptoms better. And I felt like I really wanted to get to the root cause of, like, obviously my issues aren't going away. They're here to stay, but getting to the root problem, being organized, having a routine and working with it instead of masking it.
Wow.
That's how I felt. And I feel great. Like I've been working on my shit and being productive and like just little stuff. Like I'm yeah, I feel like I've come a really long way with it. But like 100% if medication works for you, that's
it's
amazing.
It's just different for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Just like antidepressants and all that. Yeah. It's just different for everyone.
Yeah.
Mm. So good on you, sis.
Update.
So I'm well done. Well, I'm still heavily medicated.
And loving it.
And loving it. Yeah. Actually, someone asked me the other day, they were like, so, like, when do you think that you'll be off it? And I'm like, never.
Off what?
Off my medication.
Who asked that?
It doesn't matter who asked.
Tell me off air.
Yeah.
Is it someone I know?
Yes.
Okay. Now I know who.
Anyway, so, like, for the people that don't, like, you know, take it, I guess, and know what I was like before.
Hang on. Was I there?
I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe.
Mm.
For the people, yeah, that didn't know what I was like before and how much I actually changed my life, like I would never look back, to be perfectly honest.
Mm.
So, like, it shows that it's just – and I know it's different medication, but, like, it shows that it's just different for everyone. Yeah. If anyone's ever got any questions about medication, it's one of my favourite topics.
So for a small fee.
Yes. If you subscribe and give us 5 stars. Nah, we've already used that joke. No, but honestly, if you've thought about looking into your mental health – look into it and
slay the day.
Slay that fucking day.
Love it. Live it, love it.
Yeah. Mm. You're still on yours, aren't you, Lil?
Yeah, doll.
Yeah.
Live it, love it.
Whoa!
I hate that sound.
Do I do that a lot?
Whoa! Yeah. To Ziggy as well.
I hate that sound. Fuck you. Love you. All right. Everyone, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Let's finish with a song, a love song.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think.
I'm not going to write you a love song because you asked for it because you need one.
A boom, boom, shh.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.